I was born in Taksir, in the Amdo province of northeastern Tibet. It was a place of tall mountains, clear streams, blue skies, and many animals. Mastiffs, sheep, horses, yaks, scorpions, chickens, and cows. Our home was in the shadow of the Amichiri, the mountain that pierces the sky. Mine was a family of farmers. My father would spend the day tending to and selling horses, and I would stay home with my mother and help with her daily work. We would plant barley, buckwheat, and potatoes, but those were not the only seeds we planted. From the time I was very young, my mother planted in me the seed of compassion by the example she set. She raised me on a diet of love. It was often my job to collect the eggs from our hens. I took my duty very seriously. While my mother cooked, the aroma of curry, a delicious bread, wafting from our kitchen, I would play in the courtyard with scorpions for company. Sometimes I would sit on the roof of our house. It was the perfect place to watch the mountains reach toward the sky. I'd imagine what the older boys were doing as they accompanied their father's herding. I couldn't wait to be big enough to do that. My other favorite perch was atop my mother's shoulders. From there, I felt like one of the older boys. I was taller than my father, and getting around was so easy. When I wanted to go left, I would simply tug on my mother's left ear. When I wanted to go right, I would give her right ear a pull, and if she didn't understand my instructions or chose to ignore them, I would kick, kick, kick my legs. Although my mother could not teach me to read or write, I learned so much from her. I was often a naughty boy, but she always treated me with kindness. Sometimes, I think she may have been a little too patient with me. I was a bit spoiled. But that was her nature. She was this way with everyone around her. One year, when there was a famine in our region and many families did not have enough to eat, my mother gave whatever food we had stored to our neighbors and those in need. In this way, she tended the seed of that most important lesson by demonstrating how to practice compassion. She showed me, as a child, that it was possible to treat all people with warm-heartedness and to help ease their suffering. Like a tall tree never forgets the seed it sprouted from, I've often returned to the seed of compassion my mother planted, and which I carried with me. As a small child at home, as a young monk in training, and today, as I spread the message of compassion around the world. I loved growing up under the big open sky in Taksir, but I always knew that my life would take me beyond my small village.